this too.
This is file number 26, a continuation of Mr. Griggs' talk. We are now at Castanook Cabin, which was the Iron Master Petit's home, and he's going to talk about his family's cabin that was on the property and Castanook.
Okay, so besides the cabin that I tore down to build into my cabin, there was another cabin, and the chimney is still standing alongside the road, which we just saw. That chimney is from a cabin that was my grandmother lived in, or used as an extra cabin when they lived here back in the all through the early part of the 1900s. And after she died, and when my family had to give up Castanook because they were in California during the war, Second World War, and they couldn't come out here, so they gave up Castanook. So that cabin was moved in toto, minus the chimney, over to the area right behind where my cabin is now. And it was rebuilt there, and that was going to be my mother and father's cabin. This was before they even had children. I and my sister were not born yet. So it was taken over there during the end of the war. And finally, when my parents were getting ready to come back out to Mount Riga, it burned down, so they never, ever actually lived in it. And so that's why, ultimately, we ended up having the house that my father built in 1950, and of course, now the one that I built. Castanook was the big house and sort of the central place where lots of stuff happened. And where I'm standing on the lawn right now, below me is where the spring was. There is a spring that feeds water down to the bottom of the hill where everybody going by can get fresh water, beautiful fresh water. In the old days, they used to come across the lawn here at Castanook and get their water from a kettle, which spring fed into. That kettle, which was built, created from the iron in the forge a couple of hundred years ago, that kettle still sits down now. Instead of here, it sits just down at the bottom. But water is piped from the spring down there, and we'll take a look at it in a minute. But there's a plaque next to the kettle, which is in honor of my father, who lived here for so many years. But that is spring water from Castanook, which is available to anybody driving by. Up and down the road that goes from Salisbury across to the Massachusetts side, Mount Washington.
And it's very sweet water. I've had it.
Wonderful water, yes. We all fill our containers with fresh water, even though we have very clear lake water, which is actually also drinkable. Nothing quite like that spring water.
Yes, if you've got more.
And there's also the coincidence that luckily in 1972, that's the summer that I got to live in Castanook, because obviously our family had given up Castanook before I was born. But in 1972, I was building my cabin, and the owners of Castanook, the Harrises, weren't really using the place, and they allowed me to live here while I was building my cabin. And so my family, I and my first wife and my children, who were just very little, lived here all that summer. So I had the experience of living in this wonderful old building that goes back to the early 1800s.
Thank you.
Okay, my pleasure.